There are so many precepts, many preceptors that they have come to help me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. A strong will, for propaganda, especially in the West. And he began. And wonderfully, Swami Maharaj came in and took up the threat. And he told a miracle didn't pass. How he has taken you all to fulfill the desire of our Guru Maharaj, which we heard with our own ears. I want to decorate Mayapur, Mahapur Dham with gold and jewels. That is going to happen, to take place. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur prophesied that he is so plain that love of God, that should be the very life of a religion. And so explicitly it is given in Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu. Other religious conceptions are sure to merge in near future into this doctrine. That is love of God. And God is the Lord of love. And the love of God, so near me, so familiarity with Him, if we can attain, then all other religious conceptions will have to be cared. But all the much enter into it. That only one religion led by Mahaprabhu. He could see as if the so plain thing, why should it not be accepted by you, by all? All. We want to love, we want to God. But if through love we can come near Him, which fool would discourage this abandon, this proposal, if it is put in a right way. And there is the prophecy, Prithivite Asi Yata Nagaradi Ram, Sarvatra Paryal Haive Mon Nam. To every corner of every village that is existent in the wide world, everywhere my name will reach to every corner. That is going to be effected. And we see such magnitude of propaganda of such prema dharma, love divine. Was it possible? We could not dream of it. Go, very good.
It's
gone more and more.
You say that we should.
But love and lust must be differentiated. Last mundane and love divine, the highest acme of the genius.
We must try to appreciate the high level that Swami Maharaj has come down from for us. But he has accepted you as his shiksha guru. So how we are to appreciate you?
That will be your realization will justify what you heard from Swami Maharaj, from his mouth, from his books. Whether what I say is tally with that or not.
Krishna, measure
in that anyone should measure at what plane this is coming. These sounds are coming from the same plane, but that will depend on your understanding, your sincere hardness in your understanding. The vibration is giving the pressure in a similar way or something else. It depends on the individual case. Just as Hiranyagarbha and Nityananda, they also received the vibration coming from Swami Maharaj, but he could not catch it properly. So they are impressed with another type of vibration from Lalita Prasad, and they caught there. That was that seemed to them more true and more charming. Caught by that, the recipient will receive that vibration according to the genuinity of that. It will be there are so many Goswamis, they are also making this up, for example, but they could not capture us, venture to capture us. What is the difference? Because they are cheap marketeers. Things may be rotten, but it does not matter. Cheap it up. Very not proper price. They are ready to give. So such would be the consequence of those. But we are of other type. Other type. If Krishna comes himself, then also we shall try. Are you Krishna? I shall go and ask my Guru Maharaj whether you are Krishna or not. Who are cautious? What more you have to fear from me? Go for it, boy. Go before you go. Swami Maharaj has clearly written, given questions about those Sahajiyas. It is plain, clear, not in big town, the Sahajiya. And he has entered, cut up the cage and gone to fly on this bloody atmosphere. Gold Hari Bol. Gold Hari
Bol. Shri Ramaraj. Sometimes in preaching, in order to present the philosophy in a palatable way, it becomes watered down. So how do we present the philosophy as it is, but at the same time present it so that people will appreciate?
Preaching the truth and to satisfy the public is not one thing. Those that ignore the truth and go more towards the popularity, they go to danger, the pratishtha. You must keep up to the standard of Guru Maharaj, who is always the conscious. You must be within the camp and then fight. Don't go outside the camp, the circumference of the camp. And the popularity is a dangerous thing. To please the people, to please the people, to get more response to, to lower the standard, that could not be judicious. You must remain in the plane of protection. So please the public, if you go down to that, their standard, that won't be well, according to me. Those that have gone that way, generally, they are punished by the nature we have seen. Our Guru Maharaj told that they are dalal, kiki wale, dalal.
Mission agent.
Canvasser.
Mission agent, dalal.
Mission agent. He told some sannyasi that you are an agent of the people, not my servant. The servant of Guru and an agent of the public come to seek some opportunity or some privilege from Guru. Both different. On behalf of the public, the popularity means he thinks that this so many men are under me, and on their behalf I shall go and plead to our Guru Maharaj. That is one thing. Similarly, apparently that is also devotion, but that is a dangerous pose. But you will always be aim will be to carry out the order of Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj is your first intimate connection. And you'll be asked, no, don't bother with the public. I must not go there. That attitude will be safe for the preacher. I am going on behalf of the higher authority and not to search after men and money and fame thereby. The position of Acharya, preacher of the Acharya, that is a great temptation to take them down from the purity of higher type. First, we are servant of my master, and on his behalf I am approaching the public. And never on behalf of the public I am approaching Guru Maharaj to plead for them. Of course, there are some particular examples, something like that. But they are of different special type. As we see in Ramanuja. Ramanuja, he different diksha. In the diksha of Haranagati, surrendering, that is considered for them as the highest. He went to one renowned sadhu. And he knew that Ramanuja is very popular. But my mantra should not be popularized, then its appreciation would decrease. So he accepted Ramanuja as disciple, but gave warning, don't disclose this valuable mantra to anybody. If you say promise, then I shall give it to you. Then Ramanuja agreed and they got that mantra, Saranagati, Prapatti. The public in general was awaiting to see in that position that Ramanuja, in favor of us, and he is giving this pledge and getting mantra, that he won't use it for the public then after, as soon as Ramanuja got out from the camp of Guru, so many standing, and he uttered that mantra. Guru called for him, Kanchipurna, what have you done? I have given it to them, I have disclosed. Why? You already pledged that you won't utter it to the public. Yes, I did. My Lord, yes, I did. So then why have you broken the promise? Do you know what is the... I know fully well the consequence is eternal hell for me. What? Your mantra, that is absolute, they will be saved. All of them will be saved forever. Let me go to the hell for eternity. I will not care for that, my Lord. Then at once he withdrew. No curse. We are God-sent person to do good to the people like this. You are all right. So sometimes it may be sin, but this is a very particular case. Yes, as Vasudev Datta appealed for the public to Mahaprabhu, please, they are part of the bhakta, they are always with him, inseparably connected. Their will is his will at work, almost. He also recommended that. Takes all the sins of all the living body and put on my head, and I go to suffer on their behalf for eternity. I can't tolerate that they are suffering so much, and there is the ocean of nectar nearby, and still they will go on suffering. I can't tolerate, my Lord, this sin. So please do it. Gaurhari Bolo. But we should not think ourselves that we are that great. Ordinary. I shall always try to keep nearby our Master, Divine Master, and only under protective area we shall live and extend our hands to the public as much as possible. Sadhaka, a siddha, the different stages there are. Self-forgetfulness, that is also a stage. Self-sacrifice, the Christian Padri, they say the self-forgetfulness is higher than self-sacrifice. They trace self-sacrifice in Socrates and self-forgetfulness in Christ. That is their finding. Self-forgetfulness for the good of others. But there must be a standard of goodness.
So Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda also wanted that so many people would. He was also pleading somehow so many people should come.
He saw it, his divine eye. Then by the will of the Supreme is such that we can expect that in great numbers they will come. So if that initiation is felt in any heart, he won't be able to control. It comes from that higher level. He must agree himself. But the question we should also remember in our mind. That in a famine the workers will jump according to their heart for relief work, or in an epidemic also. Famine and epidemic generally goes together. But he must take caution about his own health and then to serve the people. Otherwise he will also catch that contamination and die, and who will then serve them? So then very cautiously one should push forward. And of course to get hands or improves on the health, own health also it is necessary, the culture, the cultivation, get down. But rigid on under the guidance of Sadhu Guru, that should be always in our mind when we shall go. To do good to others, that is laudable, especially such goodness of such degree. But there also we shall be conscious that I must keep myself fit as a mediator of the truth. May not become opaque. We may remain transparent. That is always having connection with the headquarters. Headquarters, wherever this Viman, these planes, they keep connection with the guiding tower or something like that.
Yeah.
If that connection is gone, then that plane also in danger. So the connection with headquarters, that should always be kept carefully. They will be able to guide. So we must have connection with the headquarters, Guru Bhagavad, wherever we go flying.
Our Guru Maharaj, he used to say, when preaching, he used to use the word rascal.
Rascal.
He used to say, these people are all rascals. I have seen
so
with no compromise, very fearless.
Rascals.
In his room and
don't trust them. They will attack you in any way. Unscrupulously, attack may come from that side. Because the Satan, he himself is irritated that my kingdom is being lost. He will inspire them in many ways. But you are protected by the divine power. You need not be afraid. So you will be always careful about your that Bodhmakajivala, Loho, Posak, that iron dress.
Armor.
It must be within armor. The Satan is there. The reactionary party is there. They won't tolerate so easily that their kingdom will vanish. Yes. Christ was crucified. Socrates was dealt with capital punishment. So Chaitanya Dev was as if driven out from Navadev. You saw the Kali Rasa that is planned and designed by one Tantric Krishnananda against this Vaishnava Rasa. But it is to a sober, and a wise man, it is said been consistent. The Rasa of father and the mother. They consider Mahadev Shiva as father and the Shakti as mother. And they are showing their private play of the father and mother. That in itself is Rasabhas, a polluted conception. The union of father and mother to conceive by the son. There is a nasty idea that itself is maya of the that illusion, ignorance of the Bhagavata. It is pointed out by Kavi Katnavur. Even Kalidas is also a renowned poet in Sanskrit literature, Kalidas. He is also accurate in such a way. He says Mahadev and Parvati, Uma, as father and mother. And he is describing their pastimes, private pastimes. They fill the thing. A clash in the rasa of Vatsala and Madhur. The son should not enter into that plane. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidhai.
Maharaj?
Huh?
I've heard that Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada approached Gorkishore Das Babaji three times for initiation.
For initiation, yes.
Before he was accepted.
Yes.
Can you explain that?
He told, I heard it from his mouth, that by order of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I approached him, and at that time, so many pseudo stalwarts of Vaishnava that this Charan Das, the Guru Abraham Das, the Samajvadi and others, they wanted to get Prabhupada as their disciple. They tried their best, that he is a promising young man, and if we can get him as disciple, then of course my line will be very glorious, extended. They tried. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked him, go to Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. And he came, proposed, Babaji Maharaj told, I shall ask Mahaprabhu if he likes, if he grants, then of course I can do it. Then after some days he again came and proposed. Oh, I forgot to ask. Who have told there's so many pseudo stalwarts there hankering after me. And this Balaji Maharaj, almost unknown, not so much extensive vested in the circles of the Vaishnava. But he says he forgot. Again another day, listening that. Why this Bhaktivinoda Thakur also asked me, and that also I told to him that by the recommendation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur I come to you. And he says that he forgot. First I shall ask Mahaprabhu and then I forgot. So then I thought first he calls. In his own way, what he told, I am saying to you, that I thought that I had some ego, that I am a pure moral character, and I am a good scholar, and I have got an indomitable strength of mind to go on with my idea. This ego, this is no qualification. He wants to ingit his other. This is the Bodhaya Shab. Known words forgotten. What he wants to express by this, that these qualifications have nothing. So I must think, my attitude should be that I am unfit, and I am begging for his grace. I have come to beg his grace. Saranagata. I am helpless. I am poorest of the poor. With the humility, I shall have to approach. That without your grace, my life is going to be spoiled. I am quite helpless, Maharaj. I want your kindness. But without this attitude, he won't be willing. So that reaction came in my mind, that these are no qualification of a disciple to approach the Guru. Oh, my pride was crushed. That I am disqualified. Disqualified that he did not, he has ignored me so much that he failed to tell about me to Mahaprabhu, not even within his memory. So negligible. I am I. Then I came to you, yes. My approach to Guru should be of that attitude. It is the idea. Then, when he approached next time, yes, Mahaprabhu has accepted you. Gaudhuri, Gaudhuri, Gaudhuri. And when Bon Maharaj returned from England, he put so many questions disturbing to our Guru Maharaj. What do you know in this country? They are so great, so courteous to land. Staying here, we cannot have any proper estimation of that civilization which is at present in London. In this way he wanted to see. You are all ignorant. So if you have to preach in London, in Europe, we will have to be trained in a different way. That was his advice to our Guru Maharaj. And the Guru Maharaj, being attacked by his own disciple in such a way, he withdrew himself in such a position, told, it is not our way of thinking, Our Guru Maharaj, Guru Shravanaji, did not know to sign his name also, even. He did not know how to sign his own name. But we thought that in the nail of his toe, all the scholarship, wealth, everything is there. That is our conception, way of thinking like that. He is in possession of such a thing. Everything included there, in a mild and a humble way, he is representing himself in that way. But there was Nishik Professor Sanyal. He came like a tiger to attack Bhagavan Maharaj. What do you say? You have lost all you have got from Guru Maharaj. You are bold enough to talk in such a mistress. You have forgotten how to behave with your divine master. He came out furious. And then one Maharaj had a check. Prabhupada told, one Maharaj went to preach my first year in England, my second year in England. Prabhupada's going through it. You see, one Maharaj is thinking, has done tremendous activity. He's met Lord Chatterland and Halifax Hunt and all this thing, and giving tea party, all these things he is doing there. But no mention of name of this poor fellow in any place. No name of Prabhupada there. Money sent there. Gorgeously is approaching the big man, giving tea parties, inviting, sometimes giving speech. At that time, requested by Prabhupada, I was in Madras much. He requested me, try to see such C.P. Ramaswamy. He was very, very favorite to Lady Wellington, who was the Viceroy at the time. And he could help us a great deal. So he told me, approach C.P. Ramaswamy to help us in our Europe propaganda. By his influence through the Viceroy. I approached him, and he came from the opposite side to attack me. He was sent preachers there. What they are doing? Lowering the standard of Indian religious thought, like psychopaths running after the officers there. But here, Gandhi, a half-clad man, he has raised the standard of Indian theological conception there. But these fellows are running after those gorgeous persons, the officers in power, and they ridicule when they are absent. And they say, you see, these sannyasins, are supposed to give up everything, they are teasing us in such a way. What is it? How India is going on? And this way, so I told them that thorn by thorn, one thorn entered into the soul. By the help of another thorn, we want to take it out. No, no, he told. That thorn won't come out, this thorn also will enter there. That's what. Why he was so much disappointed? The man who is in the back, the general, he is quite wakeful to the fact. And not if first batch dies, the next batch will go to attack. Why you are afraid so much? I told Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But Swami Maharaj has come with flying colors, unexpectedly. And only we are in sorrow that Guru Maharaj is not here to share this joy. Of course he is there, he is enjoying the victory, but we can't see. If he would have been here amongst with us, how delighted he would have been, how much pleased you are to see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Jaitan, Nidai Jaitan, Nidai. Then when Bhagavan Maharaj cut such a figure, Prabhupada wanted me to send that. I told I can't miss, I cannot understand their language clearly, and I have no very, I have no knack to mix with them, their customs, habits of this thing. So if you order, I must go, must obey. But I don't think that I shall be able to show any progress in the activity there. Then Professor Sandal told me, do you know why he wants to send you there? No, I don't know. Because he won't be converted. Then I answered, yes, I am quite confident there. None can convert me from the days of Mahaprabhu and Prabhu. I am sure that no thought can convert me, disturb me, take me away from the for the feet of my master and Mahaprabhu. I am sure there. I am a small, insignificant person, but anyhow, I feel that what a beautiful conception I have got about the whole, about the absolute. I think no other proposal can entice me anywhere. Then he sent Goswami Maharaj, the founder of the Gaudiya Sangha, sent, and then disappeared. But he declared that when there is one left who will be able to represent me to Goswami Maharaj. In that poem, that represented, that poem represented the real substance of the teachings of Mahaprabhu. That was his idea. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Only one poem was written when he was present. So many others afterwards. Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. But I think I did not go, but I got the privilege of serving his bag of disappearance. Regular duty to attend him before his disappearance, I managed to do. And also, he graced me with that singing, singing of this song of the highest order, the Gaudiya Vaishnava school. That fortune, my God, okay.